When my friend stopped by to see me, I could tell something was bothering her.
Oh, girl. You're serious?
You know, something one picks up on when someone has something to say, and they're just not saying it.
Don't you know? These are mine. He just takes them? You really are such a bad boy.
It turned out that my friend's son had a thing for snooping through her panties.
I mean, how do you know? Spill it. Don't be embarrassed. I'm looking for a dildo. Look, I'm glad you shared this with me. Really. I mean, we're friends. Oh, she looks so stunning. We're moms. I'm pregnant. Who else are you gonna tell this to?
What brings me in today?
If you don't mind me asking, how long has it been going on?
My friend went on to explain that
I swear we've had this conversation before.
This behavior had been going on for several months.
I mean, did you get this one out of the hamper?
And at first, she thought it was just odd.
Wasn't just the clean ones, huh?
You know, a thong that should have been in her intimate drawer. Not being there.
I do like what I see.
But when a missing thong turned to a missing panty,
my mom would not be happy if I had underwear like this.
She knew something was going on.
He's been hiding them beneath his mattress?
I came home to my underwear.
Have you talked to him about it?
Can you tell me why?
Well, listen.
It's only gonna get worse if you lie to me.
I'm really sorry that you're having to deal with this.
Mommy's room is off limits.
And look, if you would like me to talk to your son...
Now, you understand that I'm doing this because of your disobedience.
You know I'd be more than happy.
While grateful, my friend sadly declined my offer. She simply felt the issue was hers to deal with, and...
What's that, baby?
You know...
Can your friend spend the night?
Oh. And what I didn't tell you?
Come now.
When?
Our son.
How many of my panties?
And my son?
I tried to tell her. I did.
They too are both very good friends.
Tonight?
I mean, is that okay with you?
Honestly, my first reaction was to say no. As the last thing I wanted was crazy in my home.
That's true.
Nights like tonight are me nights. Ones where I can watch TV, eat ice cream.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not sharing.
And relax before my husband gets home from his travels. But when the memory of the conversation from yesterday hit me...
Oh, girl. You're serious?
Well, the only logical choice was to say...
Yes. Yes, that's fine. He can spend the night.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine. Are you
going to need me to cook dinner?
Anyway, the evening had gone just fine. The boys played their video game, I watched my shows, and yes, I ate my ice cream too.
Yeah, babe. Why don't you go get ready for bed? I won't keep your friend long. I just need to get some...
Do you think I could get your opinion?
Advice on a gift for his mom's upcoming birthday.
You have to agree to keep this, you know, a secret.
But when it was time for bed, as much as I wanted to honor my friend's decision, I couldn't help myself.
You don't mind helping me out, do you?
Surely you have something to say.
Of course he didn't mind helping me out. Look, it's no secret. I'm a MILF.
Yes. I am very naughty. But where's your mom?
I could ask him to vacuum and mop the floors. And he would say yes.
Ah, alright. Well, just making sure she is asleep.
Anyway. After I heard my son turn the corner and shut the bathroom door, I knew it was time.
So listen.
You are a dirty little fuck, aren't you?
Your mom stopped by to see me.
Have I told him?
And, well...
No.
All those panties you stole from your mommy's bedroom?
She told me what you've been doing.
I don't know how I feel about that.
You know. How you've been stealing her panties?
You know, you shouldn't take what isn't yours.
I just want you to know that it needs to stop.
Would I ever do something like that again? No.
Your mommy's panties?
Not for you.
Are not for you. They are for her.
Of course you didn't remember.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now, you haven't been in my room snooping through my panties, have you?
You don't even have to say anything.
You're sure?
I can see just by looking at you.
Because if I find that any of mine are missing, well, you don't even want to know what I'll do to you.
The boy was so embarrassed. But I didn't care. In my opinion, he deserved far worse.
Now I trust, at this point, he won't be snooping through things that don't belong to you.
Well then, I'm glad we were able to talk.
And you won't be stealing my panties. Or anyone else's panties, for that matter.
This was nice. Now, go be a good boy, brush your teeth, and try to have sweet dreams tonight, okay?
I was happy with what I said, and felt I made my point. I was definitely heard.
Yeah. Why not?
Now, of course, I had second thoughts on whether I should have said anything in the first place. But at this point, what was done was done. And with both boys asleep, this mommy finally had time to herself. With my husband not around, my vibrator is my next choice. Sometimes it's my first choice. But anyway, that's another story.
You see, my husband doesn't like being told what to do.
But to lay back, my legs spread open in the quiet of my bedroom. I needed this. And what was on my mind, you ask? Oh, I don't know. I mean, in many ways, nothing in particular.